This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Record flooding. A devastating rain from Harvey threatens lives and property in the nation's fourth largest city. Our own Jeff Block is in the epicenter of it all, assessing the damage from the most powerful storm to hit that area in a decade. Jeff, good morning.
And it's still hitting, Cheryl, Lauren. This rain just will not stop. We had a break of maybe an hour overnight, and it's just pounding down again. And this is what it's been doing ever since the storm hit on Friday night. Incredible. These are some, we just made our way to a residential neighborhood. These are some of the homes that are put in jeopardy by that reservoir release that we talked about, because the dams are in jeopardy now. And even though we thought that the rising waters had abated for a bit, now water rising very quickly. Some people not able to get out. You can see some people had their cars loaded up ready to go, and they were unable to get out. You look at this storm track, and you look at the radar, it just has sat here. And I've never seen anything like this. I've covered every major hurricane since 1988, since the mid-80s, actually. I've seen storms stall before, but one of this size and scope stalling for this long, dumping this much water, it is truly unprecedented. And we've got rescues and all the rest going on today as they went on over the weekend. You said it. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Sometimes that's a cliche. It's
not a little bit more headsets here, Scott.
This is bad. Next hour, we're going to try to get, if we can, to the Buffalo Bayou, a crossing point. We're going to see water rushing past. The current in this, if you drive, that's why you got to make sure you stay out with your cars. If you drive in it, you can get washed away so quickly. We've been so lucky with the loss of life so far. Hope that holds on. But we're not going to know until a long way away.
You know, it's amazing what is happening there in Houston. You see the footage and how much water has been dropped off just in Houston alone. They're saying something like 50 plus what they would normally get in a year, Scott. They're getting in just a couple of days. And they're saying it could get as high as maybe 60 inches. I mean, this is just phenomenal. And, of course, with things like this, with hurricanes, yes, the wind creates a certain amount of damage, but water is devastating because it just there's no stopping it, and it just picks up everything that gets in its way, and it just flows wherever it wants to with a lot of power. And the fact that there's been a minimal loss of life, I think two people have passed as a result of this so far as being reported. I think only one in Houston, but most fortunate. And, of course, everybody's analyzing, well, did the people, get out in time, in Rockport, was it the mayor that said, look, if you're not going to evacuate, then just, why don't you do us a favor and write your name and your social security number on your arm? So when we go and recover you, then, it'll make it a little bit easier for us. I mean, that's pretty foreboding. But look what happened, even though some said, they just weren't sure that it was going to happen quite like this. The warnings were there. A suggestion even with Governor Abbott saying, look at Houston, get out of there, get out of there, evacuate. But yet the local officials said, nope, it should be okay. We're probably better off you staying here. Boy, that's, I don't know. I'm sure some people have regrets sticking around and thinking, well, maybe they should have heeded the call from the governor and not the local principalities. because, boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing more scary than to be in that situation, and it's really tough. So we continue to pray for those families, and we pray for all the first responders and everybody helping out there. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's to our benefit to that end if we can get this country back on track. I mean, for all the money that we're investing in this messed up, crazy, upside down government that we're experiencing right now, I think we deserve and we should demand a return on investment. They have a fiduciary responsibility to perform on behalf of we the people, but if we don't want to hold their feet to the fire, then, hey, it's business as usual on the Beltway. They're the elites. We're the minions. We're kept in the dark. And, you know, the story about mushrooms. There we are. Political analyst, Obamacare expert, just an overall wonderful person because we love him so much. Michael Dougherty is with us. President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory with a national client base. Hey, Michael, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great after that nice introduction. What a great week coming up. I've got more excitement, and God bless Texas.
Yes, amen. Exactly. It is most incredible, the kind of water. I was reading the reports and seeing the reports last night. 50 inches in a couple of days. I mean, that's what they normally get in an entire year, Michael. It's just incredible. But FEMA, the government, unlike what happened with Bush, I mean, they've been trying to find a comparison, right, with Bush and looking for a Brown that they could blame and all that. And, you know, it looks like the Trump team has done a great job in anticipation of this. They've been in great contact with, you know, with Texas, with Governor Abbott and those in, and the officials in Louisiana as well. I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, when you have this kind of storm, it's so devastating. You're left to react more than, you know, I mean, because all the homework and everything you've done is beforehand. Now you just have to get all the, you know, all the personnel and all the emergency vehicles and support in process, right?
Yeah, so let's watch the media try not report this issue as much, and let's watch the media dig and dig and dig looking for something they can attack on instead of what's going to go on. I mean, I really want to keep a hawk eye on them. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm actually in Destin, Florida right now, and I've lived down here off and on for 20 years, and I remember quite well the specifics, you know, and Bush trying to stay away and not being able to win for losing, and really the Army Corps of Engineers mistake from decades before was what really was the fundamental blast on New Orleans.
Exactly.
It didn't happen right away, and yet so much history has been rewritten and washed away to see what type of weapon you have. Republican administrations have got to always keep an eye over their shoulder from the media, looking for any little thing to amplify and distort. And we're seeing this right now, which, you know, segues into our discussion about conservative attack of websites and communications. It's, the vilification is really across the board.
Yeah. Well, Michael, my deal is they ought to quit whining about it. You know, it is what it is. It's always been this way. It's not going to change. I mean, it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, you know, the Sunni and Shia. You've got this conflict going on, so no big whoop, but you ought to be prepared to make sure you have the answer. You need to whine about it. You need to be calling them fake news. Just go ahead and, you know, because what happens, as been happening, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, they catch themselves in their own lies, you know. They can't help themselves. They get so carried away, and they're making up stuff, and it's like, wait a minute, you were just live on the air, and you just lied out your teeth. I mean, even a kindergartner could figure that out. I mean, there's no big...
I think it's great to call them out, though, because unfortunately we have a lot of kindergarten mentality voters now, and I mean, look at our college campuses. I just, you know, the real live lesson that these kids are going to have to learn about what happens when you try to repress speech you don't agree with, I mean, Berkeley was just insanity.
Right.
You know, the last couple of days, I hope that people, you know, won't ignore what the fruits of their beliefs because they don't want to change their beliefs. And this type of, there seems to be a real couple of generations of younger people in the country that don't understand the difference between free speech and being able to make it a jerk of yourself versus suppressing things you don't agree with. You know, it's really important that you be free to make a complete idiot of yourself so they can hold you accountable, not beat you up.
Right. Yeah, because you'll end up beating your own self up. Now, I mean, back to the point that we made earlier, because I want to make sure, you know, people understand what I was trying to say here. You know, we knew with President W. George W. Bush, he was very ready. I mean, he said nothing. He just got ran over and ramrodded by the press. They defined him and defined his administration, sadly. Of course, years later, now has proven ratings and people look afterwards and go, well, yeah, really, it wasn't all that bad. But, you know, I'm not saying that Donald Trump should be like that, but what I would like to see him do is, yeah, go ahead, take the jab, you know, jab him, let him know, and then pivot to where you are getting people to focus on what your administration is all about, what you're trying to accomplish, so that people hear, okay, you know, they see that you have, you know, you've responded, and they hear that, and so, but then what they, the last thing they hear is where you're going. You know, the good things you're doing and what you're working on, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to just spending so much time on beating up the media about them fake news and all this other stuff. I think there's a more economical use of time here to be considered. Just my humble opinion.
No, I mean, I do get your point. I really do get your point. But it boils down to, like, what? Why are is so many in the media? And I think it's the last 10, 15 years, because I'm 56. Why do so many journalists just think they have responsibility to steer the story?
Yeah.
You know, I never saw that before. I mean, do they not teach ethics in journalism school? And what's gone on? And I think it has to do with survival in your job and power and culture of your employer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been conditioned. There's no question. Just like the kids coming out of college, you know, you want the A, you got to go along with the teacher. If you don't, then, you know, you're at the bottom of the class. But, you know, Michael, what I'm discovering is, you know, they really believe this. I mean, they have convinced themselves within, you know, the confines of their echo chambers and the people they hang with. They just really believe that they're looking out in the best interest of the country. They, you know, and this is where, as you said earlier, and this is so key, where free speech is important, because that's what free speech allows you to do, is that you come in, you bring your ideas to the marketplace, you debate them, and then you can say, look it, I can appreciate why you're saying what you're saying, but let's take a look at the end game of what you're trying to implement here. Because other empires and other institutions have done exactly what you're presenting. Are you aware of that? No, I wasn't aware of it. Well, let's look at the empirical evidence and then look at the disasters that they created. How many people died as a result of that idea? And then you get all these unintended consequences that are exposed. But, you know, the problem that we have right now, Michael, to your point, and I agree with you, is people have forgot history. And when you forget history, you're going to pay a big price.
And repeat it. It's like we want everything to be the Jerry Springer Show instead of good version of Oprah. Everyone would be flying back and forth and throwing chairs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Where's Geraldo when you need him, huh? Hey, Duck! Geraldo, Duck! Michael Dougherty is with us, and we've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, all those critical things that matter, huh, that are life-changing, that, boy, take the stressors, put them in perspective, and allows peace to reign in your life. Michael Dougherty, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small businesses, if you were not aware. Hey, Michael, a real quick update regarding health care before we go down the road here. You know, we've been stressing to everyone that, look, Congress can't get this repeal and replace thing done, but we can. You know, you can self-actuate your own repeal and replace of Obamacare. We have been encouraging our listeners to move to a direct pay model. You know, we had Josh Umber back with us last week, brilliant, and broke it down for everybody. I think they're up to about 700 facilities now across the country, spreading out, working with other doctors, other facilities, giving them the how-to of how they can bring a direct model basis, a concierge revolution in healthcare. Imagine that. I mean, you know, $50 a month on average, roughly. $50 a month, see the doctor as much as you want, have as much contact, call them up, talk to them. Prescriptions already, pre-negotiated, 10 cents on the dollar. What a novel concept, right? But this is us, working, you know, living out our, what our founding fathers gave us, which was liberty, right?
It's true. And actually, the problem is that medicine is such a broad term, and that would take care of 95% of everything. Mm-hmm. It's the 5% chronic stuff that's really, really tough, and that's where the most harm has been made from Obamacare. They've driven costs up and everything, and that's exactly right. No one's coming to your rescue. It's not the Google School of Medicine, but you do need to be responsible for yourself in the marketplace. You do need to build a relationship, and you need to take care of yourself while you're healthy so that you're okay when you're ill.
Exactly.
And the government needs to get out of the way of the practitioner, because no one that we have given the steering wheel to people that don't know how to drive the boat. What do you expect is going to happen? When
you imagine calling Marco Rubio's office for, you know, a medical consult, you know, he's going to help you out. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, you know, we love the senator, but he's got better things to do. And this is what these guys are. This is why this thing's not working. You know, it's why it's problematic. I mean, they've been trying this forever to come up with this kind of program. But, you know, as soon as you delve into this, then at whose expense are you able to provide national health care? And so it comes out to the people who are healthy, the people who have taken care of themselves, all the other people that have decided, hey, look, it's my ding dong. I'm going to eat as many as I want. And if I'm diabetic or overweight, I'm going to get you to pay for it. How's that fair?
Well, we invite the Circle and Confuse crowd to come in and question, and they confuse the public. It's happening this morning. The New York Times just put a story out about the medical response for Harvey. It's just they've learned from Katrina, and it makes me crazy, because I'm like, oh, here's a peanut gallery journalist up in New York, maybe down in Houston, no medical background, and you've seen one hurricane when you've seen one hurricane. I'm sorry, Mother Nature doesn't make them the same.
That's
and you're
right.
Not able to compare this, but they're going to do it to circle and confuse people. They're going to look for a problem.
Well, whatever they can do to try to, I mean, this is driving them nuts because, you know, Trump and the team have not screwed up bad enough yet. And they just don't have anything to hang on to. I mean, they can't wait until Hurricane Harvey gets out of the way so they can go back and pick on him for something else. I mean, right now they're trying to, you know, gin up something with Rex Tillerson and, you know, the Exodore. They're just sitting there with, you know, anxious excitement, just seeing who leaves, you know, the White House next, you know.
Well, the big picture is, and this is, we're new this. No one was surprised. It's not perfect. We preferred over Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
He threw on their tantrum.
Yeah.
And you might find out, I can't wait to see what your tantrum is going to be in 2020. And this is about the establishment, not just the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And once the course has been started, you have to stay on the course. This is not a game. It's an inning. And we're still in the early game.
Well, and this is what's important, what you just stressed here right now, that the voters not give up. This is a process. It took a long time to get to this crazy situation that our government is in. And if it's going to get squared away, it's going to be we the people standing up and taking, you know, their rightful position. We are the boss of these elites, and we need to exercise you know, our position and our authority. And it's going to take a while, you know, and it's not just Trump draining the swamp. It's not a simple deal, as he's found out already. You know, Michael, I'll never forget that look on his face after about the first week. I mean, it's like the fear of God on him. He goes, this is a mess.
Oh, it is, and it is a mess. But I'm so glad that people are actually saying it's a mess. Mm. When I walked into that thing 4 years ago, I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, this is no wonder no one believes what I say. It's so bad, you sound like, no way, it can't be that bad. And the beautiful thing now is people really are starting to observe it.
Mm.
And get the courage to deal with it, because it does take courage to deal with it, because, you know, it's past generations and past Congresses that really buried what they've done. It was a secret to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they all allowed themselves trap doors and escape hatches and no accountability for corruption.
Yeah.
And lawlessness breeds lawlessness.
Exactly.
Of who you are. And they created a lawless, wild town out there.
Mm.
And it's pretty unbelievably bad. And who likes to have their get out of jail free card taken away from them, which is why they're all doubling down trying to mess this thing up.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, they're frightened because, you know, the light of day is about to expose them. And the thing is interesting, they're exposing themselves anyway. The people just listen. And, you know, they can hear what's going on. There's no big surprise here, okay? You don't get $20 trillion in debt, have the incompetency of this government on full-blown center stage exposure, and think that, you know, somehow they can continue to, with some sort of kabuki theater, you know, hide everything underneath their sleeves and continue on business as usual. I think they're really scared, Michael, to your point. I think they're really scared the establishment. And this is, of course, a both sides equal opportunity event here. And they're scared because, you know, they've made a lot of money. They've worked hard to get to where they are now, and they're not going to let some business guy out of Manhattan come in and upset their day.
And who would have thought that gridlock in Congress would be this bad and worse at this level 6 years ago, 3 years ago? If you would have said, oh, boy, we've got the Senate and the House and the executive branch. It's going to be a changed city. And here we are. Amazing failure of leadership. And it's really, I mean, that's the next frontier.
Well, it's time to fire their butts and for them to realize, Michael, that the people are serious about this. $20 trillion, this whole, you know, mess, the way they try to get into things, they shouldn't be involved in healthcare. It's the wrong tool, wrong job, because once they start doing it, they've abandoned their reason to be. Their reason to be is that they are to be just. They're to execute the law. They're not supposed to be sitting there coming up with all these entitlement programs, because as soon as they do, at whose expense do they do? They're no longer fair. They're no longer just. They're unjust. And this is the problem that we have. We got round pegs and square holes all over the place. And guess who gets to pay for it, you know?
It's going to be amazing in the 2018 elections, just because you've got Flake, you know, on the fence. And then you got McCaskill in Missouri, who is just lucky to be there after the lucky break she got last time. And now she's saying, you can see her laying the breadcrumbs down on the aisle and saying, oh, well, you know, we did make a mistake in voting for Obamacare. She's already sucking up the middle and trying to squeak over the finish line again. I don't know what Jeff Flake's going to do, and I certainly hope that that state does not go blue, but it's a real interesting gig. These guys only really engage when they're on survival and the long.
Exactly.
And once again, we have to the people to keep it going, but it takes more than one smack in the face to get people's attention.
And meanwhile, you got these outside institutions, as you touched on just a moment ago, about Google working with liberal groups to snuff out conservative websites. I mean, look at, they've already used, I mean, they don't have President Obama and the three-letter institutions to do their dirty dealing. Now, hey, let's just get Google, we'll get Facebook and any other institution that thinks like us, and we're going to tell those conservative peoples, we're going to tell them what for, huh?
The definition handbook they're relying on is coming from the far left. That's the danger. Their service is being politicized by them once they've built such market dominance. That's a very dangerous thing, and it's so ironically hypocritical.
Well, you know, hypocrisy reigns supreme with them. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, I don't know how, you know, they sleep at night. I mean, I think at some point you got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, I am an idiot. I don't know. Michael Dougherty, President and CEO of LabMD on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Michael, great to have you with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Your Veterans in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
What the heck where we started?
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
We commend you. I'm telling you. Just kidding, of course. We always appreciate you joining in and telling your local radio stations to make sure that, pick up Bill Martinez live and carry us here in the local area. We're in over 280 markets across the country, around the world via shortwave, and it's all because of you and your input on the show. This is a show that is for you, for and by we the people, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Right now, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. With us right now is Gary LeBlanc. Gary is with Mercy Chefs. You know, when you think about what is happening in Texas, we have first responders, the response that takes place, not only from, government officials on down, but there's also many volunteers at a local level who come in because that's what we do. That's the way Americans roll. And Mercy Chefs is one of those organizations. And as I mentioned, the founder and president of Mercy Chefs, Gary LeBlanc, is with us, and he's there in Texas right now. Gary, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
Hey, Gary, thank you. I mean, you are the backbone and you represent the heart and soul of many Americans who want to be able to help. And through Mercy Chefs, you're able to go on scene there, which is incredible. Give us a bird's eye view of what you are seeing there in this devastated area.
Well, we got into Texas Friday night and scouting and making advance work for our kitchen teams and our professional chefs as they came in. We started in Corpus Christi and Victoria and Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in Rockport right now, feeding first responders, search and rescue teams, and the municipality's infrastructure. Later today, we're going to start feeding the town. Rockport was ground zero for this monster hurricane.
Exactly.
And it is torn completely up.
Yeah, that has got to be amazing for you to see this. Have you been around hurricane activity before, Gary?
Well, Katrina was the genesis for Mercy Chefs. I volunteered with other agencies during Katrina and was profoundly affected. New Orleans was my hometown.
And decided
that there was a better way to feed people during a disaster, that it didn't have to be cold food or emery or just heat and serve, that I could coordinate professional chefs and we could do high-quality handcrafted food just as easily as the other. And that was the beginning of Mercy Chefs 11 years ago.
Wow. And here we are 11 years later, and the perfect storm comes in, as you say, hit Rockport. I'm hearing reports of 50 inches of water in several days, which is what they normally take in an entire year. So you've got water everywhere, and that hurricane is just sitting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still sitting here. It's still.
Well, it's a tropical storm at this point. Yeah, it's still right.
Yeah, and it's still dropping rain. I mean, we had 8 inches overnight where we were in road closures, so we've had to divert to get our team back into Rockport this morning to start cooking. Mm-hmm. And I have a second team with our large kitchen headed in, and we're going to have to stage just outside of Houston until they open roads and will allow us in. But we'll have a second front by Tuesday night or Wednesday, hopefully Tuesday night if they let us, in Houston. We'll be feeding folks there, doing mass care, and what is just an incredible circumstance. You know, I thought forever New Orleans would have the distinction of being the city that we watched people swim in.
Mm-hmm.
And those images are still so fresh and burned in all of our minds. But now it's going to be Houston.
Yeah.
The pictures we're seeing are just heartbreaking. And, you know, these are people that are suffering this crisis through no fault of their own. I mean, they've done nothing wrong. I mean, and in Houston, it's not a respecter of persons either. I mean, everybody in Houston, from the best neighborhood to the worst neighborhood, they're waiting in water today.
Yeah, this has really caught them by surprise. I know that when, you know, last year I was in the East Coast in Florida, and we had a hurricane go through there, and you just didn't know. I mean, you don't know until you know. You hunker down, you prepare, you do the best you can. Fortunately, where we were at, it passed us by. We, you know, we got the wind effects, about 70-mile-an-hour winds, little rain. You know, like I said, very, very fortunate, but I saw up. You know, as it went up the coastline, it got closer and closer. And as it did, you know, more rain, more devastation. And as you say, Gary, the water is just, you know, it's equal opportunity. It just flows wherever it wants.
Well, only an ocean could take this much water. I mean, that's just only an ocean could take this much water. Imagine a year's worth of rain in 2 days, 18 inches in a couple of hours. The rain totals are just mind-bending. It's just mind-bending. And the way the storm has sat, not moved, I mean, as it came ashore as a Cat 4, that's the equivalent of an EF2 tornado.
Right.
But only it's 50 miles wide, and it doesn't pass through. It sat over the coast of Texas for a day. As a hurricane. And so if you can imagine a giant tornado that doesn't move and just sits in one place, that's the sort of devastation that folks have seen here. And it's total infrastructure failure. There's no power. All places, the water is not potable. I think in Houston it still is, but most places outside of Houston, you can't drink the water. And in towns like Rockport, without power, there's not even running water. So the challenges for the people are great. The challenges for first responders, kitchen teams like us, is even greater. So we just hope we're up to the task. We work hard. We we do our best to be ready, and I have professional chefs that are dedicated to feeding the best meals possible in the field.
That's it's so incredible what you're doing here. We're talking with Gary LeBlanc. He is a chef, an experienced chef, and restaurant and hotel management specialist, founder of Portsmouth-based Mercy Chefs, inspired after Katrina, and he is there at Ground Zero with his teams. How many teams do you have out there now, Gary?
We have two teams on site right now. We have a third team that's working some commitments we had in Baltimore. That will be coming down later in the week. But the two teams we have here are capable of doing up to 20,000 handcrafted meals a day.
20,000, Gary? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest day so far was 18,000, and we did that on the Lower East Side of Manhattan the day after Sandy.
Yeah. Wow, that is an incredible response, and I'm sure the first responders in the city, I mean, you were invited. I mean, you have such notoriety now that people know about you, and government officials say, look, we want Gary and his team down here, right?
Yeah, we see that often. Our reputation does precede us in places we've worked before, and Mercy Chefs will get requested by some of the teams in there quite often. I mean, we'll have police stop us on the street that we fed 2 years ago and say, oh, wow. Where are you guys set up? We want to come get food. So
right. Well, I want to remind everybody in order, or at least direct you, if you want to support Mercy Chefs, by all means, do this. I mean, they are right there in the middle of it all. They're serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right, Gary? You got them, you know, serving them three squares every day?
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we have our water purification units coming in, so we'll be able to do 300 gallons an hour out of a dirty ditch or bad water.
Well, and that's the deal, because the water there has been compromised, right? I mean, and this is going to be a long-term project. This is something that's just going to be, you know, cleared up in about a month or so, right?
No, it's going to be years and years and years. I mean, New Orleans still bears scars from Katrina.
Yeah, exactly.
Will as well. And I want to share with you that if folks choose to support us, I mean, what they share with us today goes right into groceries and right into people's hands today. We're a direct response agency. We don't take federal or state money. We rely completely on the generosity of individual donors, and we push that right to the tip of the spear.
Exactly.
And so mercychefs.com, they can find out how to pray for us, how to volunteer with us.
That's great.
Able how to support us, and that's a critical need right now.
Well, Gary, we got to leave it right there and wrap it up, and know that Bill Martinez Live will be making a donation as well. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
85 or younger. Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, today is National Bow Tie Day, and it's important to understand and know that, because life just is not the same. It's also National Cherry Turnover. Every day is a food day. There's something foodied that is, supposed to get you to do those things that you said you weren't going to do. You know, you're going to stay away from those complex carbs, and then they say, well, it's National Cherry Turnover Day. So, it's just another one of those distractions. But, meanwhile, we've got serious business at hand because we have the one and only Dick Morris with us, author of 19 books, including 13 New York Times bestsellers. Dick has served as Bill Clinton's chief political consultant for 20 years, a regular political commentator on the internet and Facebook, and we always love having his insight here because it's absolutely brilliant. And of course, we get to talk about his new book that has caught the attention of so many, Rogue Spooks: The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. Dick Morris, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good to be here. My book is essentially Rogue Spooks. It's essentially the first book that really unearths and exposes the whole phoniness of this charge of collusion with Russia that has monopolized Trump's first term, led to a special prosecutor, and could even eventually lead to his removal. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally phony piece of nonsense.
Exactly.
The initial allegation sprung from the so-called hacking of the Democratic computer by allegedly Russia. Just yesterday, a group of internet experts who are formerly with the CIA or the FBI, a private group called VIPS, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, issued a statement that they had investigated thoroughly the issue of whether of how that material came to surface during the summer of 2016, and they said it was definitely not a hack, but an inside leak. That it had to be done from someone with direct access to the computer through a thumb drive. Mm. And they said that only people at the DNC would have been able to do it. And the theory is, which I subscribe to and talk about in my book, is that these were Sanders supporters who were outraged by the tilt toward Hillary that the committee was doing. Then when it came out, John Podesta, the head of the Hillary campaign, had to make blame it on the Russians. First of all, to set up an issue for Hillary because she was without issues in her campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, because if they didn't, it would just deepen the split with Bernie Sanders and make that split even more public. Then it went on from there to this dossier that Hillary's people paid $150,000 to Fusion, a negative research firm, mm-hmm. which in turn paid it to Christopher Steele, a British agent, to develop this dossier establishing contacts between Trump and Russia. And the thing they produced was absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
And to think that this has dominated the dialogue for 8 months and still is being cited today as true and important is outrageous. It said that Michael Cohen, this is about a third of it, the travels of Michael Cohen back and forth to Prague to negotiate the collusion. Cohen is Trump's lawyer, and the passport shows he never left the United States in this period, never went to Prague in his life. They also speak of Sergei Gupovich, who is allegedly the Russian who hacked the DNC computer. At the time and since, he's been serving a 20-year sentence for pedophilia in Siberia with access to neither a phone or a computer. So he couldn't have done that. And then finally, they substantiate all of this by a series of leaks, one to the New York Times, that FBI agents overheard the plotting between the Russians and the Trump campaign. And the reason these hackers and leakers and plotters are still there is that before they left, the Obama administration people put the key political appointments in their sort of resistance on civil service status.
Right.
They could not be thrown out of office. And I believe this amounts really to a coup d'etat.
Yeah, it is. Several people have referred to it as a soft coup d'etat. Dick, in your experience, in your political experience, this is just incredible. I mean, this is like a made for novel, TV series or something that you couldn't make this stuff up, right? Yeah.
It would be great TV. When they wanted to give the way they got this dossier out in public after the election, nobody would print it before, is they gave it to John McCain, who brought it to Comey, who had, I think, helped prepare it, but he pretended not to, and he flawed, and he gave it to Obama, who then let it be leaked 10 days before he left office. But it was not, but the entire thing was, it was totally fiction. It was totally untrue. And I think that the whole notion, what we have to do really is to say, okay, the hack didn't happen. The dossier is a lie. The verification through leaks is staged and prompted and not true. Okay, somebody really tried to intervene and hack the U.S. election and to manipulate it. But it wasn't the Russians, and it wasn't a pro-Trump operative.
Exactly.
It was probably the U.S. government.
Right.
Working through the FBI, CIA, and Obama. And the scandal could blow it sky high. So they're playing offense by pretending Russia did it. But in fact, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when Steele was when Steele testified under oath just 4 months ago, he said that he did not prepare the dossier. He did not know the sources for it. Somebody else prepared it and gave it to him unsolicited in anonymous information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who provided it?
Yes.
Who had those kind of resources?
Exactly. Well, let's go back and look at John McCain for a moment. How does McCain, his association with all this? I mean, it just seems, he's all part of this deep state, swamp thing that we're dealing with here, right?
He is. Look, McCain is a crotchety, cranky old man who may also be sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he is sick, but it may have affected him. And he is settling scores. And God knows he has a justifiable score to settle with Trump.
Yes.
And Trump outrageously questioned his courage in being a prisoner of war.
Right.
And, it was the most outrageous thing Trump's ever said.
Mm-hmm.
And not to apologize and to leave it out there. How does he expect McCain to act?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for McCain, you know, it's hard to connect those dots. I mean, I can understand being really ticked at Trump, but get to the point to where you're now joining the wrong team and you're associated with the DNC and Podesta and all this. I mean, this is crazy.
And think what's going to happen if they succeed in ousting Trump.
Mm-hmm.
From now on, they will absolutely run this country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody is going to dare do anything against them because they'll be in the crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
I could see every president being like some Ecuadorian or Latin American president,
yeah,
serving after the election but looking over his shoulder to see if the colonel is getting upset.
Right. Well, that's what this has amounted to. I mean, they warned, you know, Hillary's camp warned of this very thing happening, and now it's unfolding before our eyes, Dick Morris.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I believe that Trump can blunt this by appointing his own special prosecutor to prosecute the special prosecutor. Mueller has been characterized by leaks all over the place. Almost every day there's a leak. You read about how they busted into Manafort's house with
SWAT. Exactly, right.
Manafort didn't hold a press conference announcing that.
Mm-hmm.
It made the newspaper because the special prosecutor, Mueller, leaked it.
Yeah.
And just the other day, Manafort made $80 to $100 million in his work in Eastern Europe. That also was a leak from Mueller and anonymous.
Yes.
It's so illegal for a prosecutor to be leaking that during an investigation. And some of the leaks even violate national security. And just as they searched for 2 years for who outed Valerie Plame, the CIA operative, during the Bush administration, and had a special prosecutor investigating it, Trump should have a prosecutor investigating who has been behind these leaks from Mueller's office. Put him on the defensive, develop a counter case. And also, while you're at it, go after the Clinton Foundation, the church, the conversations between Lynch and Comey.
Exactly.
About releasing it, and between Lynch and President Clinton.
Yes, on the tarmac. Yeah, it is amazing to me, Dick Morris, that there's just such a profound amount of evidence and strings to pull on here. It's like how do you pull this together? And then, you know, to your point, as far as Mueller is concerned, he's always kind of framed with having all this credibility and everything. But then you question what's going on with all these leaks.
Yeah, and you look at his staff. Everybody on his staff, or half of them, and actually exactly half, have donated to Obama, Hillary, or the Democratic Party. None to the other party.
Exactly. Yeah, and talk about a one-sided situation.
One of the people he hired as a lawyer is named Janet Rhee, R-H-E-E, and she was Hillary's personal lawyer at the Clinton Foundation.
Right. Well, why not? He's the author of the book Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. I'll tell you, it is more than an exceptional read. You want to be up to speed on what's going on right now. Dick Morris lays it all out for you. Book is available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And your website, Dick, remind everybody.
DickMorris.com.
Hey, it's just simple like that. Dick Morris, the one and only. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, Dick.
Thank you.
A couple minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.